Now it's time for Mikey Sports with the Oracle.
You're the Oracle?
Bingo.
Here's Eddie.
This sports update is brought to you by the Haunted Hotel. Same old Padres. Same old Padres. The anemic offense has returned at the worst time as the Padres can't seem to figure out the Cardinals losing game two yesterday 2-0. The offense made the Cardinals' Jeff Weaver look like Cy Young out there. Weaver knows that it was a big win for St. Louis.
Well, it was obviously a big situation. I've had a little tough time, especially in the first inning. And, you know, once you get through that, you kind of find yourself and get in a nice rhythm. Yeah.
Fire us up.
No,
fire us up.
Let's go, Padres.
Makes it worse.
Let's show them how it's done.
Yeah.
No.
Let's go.
This is when you rally and you go, come on.
Let's have some baseball fun.
Opposite.
You go, let's have some baseball fun.
We're going to turn up the heat. Time to take them deep.
They absolutely gag.
Line drives and stolen bases. The dive and catches. We're going places. Come on.
Come on.
Well, come on.
And this is where I really get upset.
Let's go, Padres.
They choke.
Let's show them how it's done. Let's go, Padres!
I did my job!
Some baseball fun! Yeah!
Let's go! Sit down and pucker! Make plays!
Let's go, Padres! Let's go! Let's go, Padres!
They sat there and choked on applesauce!
That's the new Padre mix right there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, once again, Padres didn't get the memo, I guess. They pitched Albert Pujols, and once again, Pujols had the big hit, knocking in the first RBI and then scoring the second run on a Jim Edmonds hit. That was it. You know, I mean, that was the end of the game. But they could have actually walked Pujols, which is what is really interesting. And Bruce Bochy explains why he chose not to do that.
We're in a tough situation there. You know,
right?
they have a lot of options.
Uh-huh.
If we put them on, it's the fourth inning. And
uh-huh.
I just didn't want to try to open up a big inning there. I felt confident that we would score some runs.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we didn't.
So that's, okay. I mean, Bruce, are you basically saying that you...
Deep breaths.
You were going to give up the run because you knew Pujols was going to get the hit because you thought you were going to score runs. Because if you put him on first, you have opportunity for a double play at that point. Anything else?
That's just not the way we play it, Eddie.
But you didn't manufacture any runs. You didn't do anything.
That's not what it was about in that situation, though.
But why?
I'll tell you what our deal is. We had a boy out on the mound yesterday that maybe you've heard of. His name is David Wills.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He has experience in these situations.
He does.
In the playoffs, okay? Now, how many times in David Wills' career have you seen him sit people down? How many times?
Quite a few.
Okay, so when Albert Pujols comes up, he's no different than anybody else.
But he is. He's the best player in baseball.
What's that you say? What?
Albert Pujols is the best player in baseball.
Hang on a minute. Anybody else know this? Hey, is there anybody in this clubhouse? This kid's telling me he's the best player in baseball. Why didn't anybody tell me that?
You never heard that before?
I have never heard that.
Yeah. Yes. He's real good.
Oh, man.
You know,
wait a minute. Are you the kid that was saying on the radio in the last 2 days, don't pitch to him?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't pitch to Albert Pujols.
To offer you a job right now.
No.
You, I'm guessing you've been a scouting agent.
I don't know anything. I'm not very smart.
Oh.
And you're telling me you knew.
Yeah, I knew not to pitch that.
Don't pitch to Albert Pujols.
Because, you know, Bruce, you did, and both games he's beaten you by himself.
That is true, yeah. That's true, he did.
Okay.
Both times. Guilty.
Yeah. So Padres could only manage 4 hits and didn't even come close to scoring. They have lost all 8 games against St. Louis in the playoffs. Unbelievable. So now they head to St. Louis and try to salvage the series. They got to win both games there to come back here Monday for a Game 5. Tomorrow, it will be Chris Young versus Jeff Supon.
My brother Sam, he doesn't like sports. Yeah. He doesn't watch any sports. He's going to have a fine day today. Like, he doesn't feel like me and you right now.
Garbage.
Like a turd.
Like a San Diego sports fan.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yes. Yeah. What you just said. Like a San Diego sports fan.
what pisses me off is that I already feel like the town is getting ready for the, hey, man, they did really good. They won the Western Division Champs. You know, let's give them a hand.
You're ready. Good job, Padres. Yeah, exactly. Where you're ready to hear them go, hey, guys.
What a
season.
It's
all over, but let's hear it for our 2006 Western Division Champions.
Western Division Champions.
Let's hear it for them. Nice huh?
No. No, I don't accept that. I don't want to be Western Division Champions. I want to win a World Series.
Oh, my. Yeah!
I demand it.
Oh. Yeah.
I demand it.
Okay, Eddie.
You did your job.
Yeah.
I did my job.
Oh, no.
I was there cheering for Wells. I fired up my section.
But every single time.
Pucker, pucker, pucker.
Don't sit there and pucker.
I would rather have Teddy Ruxpin.
Managing.
This club.
HR Puff and Stuff and Teddy Ruxpin.
I would rather have HR Puff and Stuff with Teddy Ruxpin.
I'd rather have.
Oh, no. Oh.
Tickle me elbow.
Now, I just got a visual of Tickle Me Elmo in the dugout.
I'm in.
And he's moving players around.
He'd do a better job.
That's right.
He'd do a better job.
Parker, Parker.
I told you, Mike. I told you before we started this, don't make your joke.
No, Eddie, come on.
Don't you make your jokes.
Yeah, talk about all the good times, man.
Oh, no.
This is not funny. Serious.
We're down 0-2. I really get upset.
We're down 0-2. How many times? How many times can this happen?
Job.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm tired of it.
They choked.
Sick of it.
Oh, no.
So enough is enough.
Eddie, you're going to lose your voice.
Yeah, tell me.
I'm telling you, man. It's leaving you your voice.
Care.
Someone give it some high C and honey.
Somebody
give it. Dan Padres every time. I love this team.
Yeah, but Eddie.
And all they do is they're going to let me down.
Please, you're going to.
All they do is let me down.
You're going to lose your voice.
It happens in 36 years, Mike. 36 years without a World Series.
Come on,
not one World Series in 36 years.
Yeah, listen.
Why?
Come on,
why?
Eddie.
Tell him he's going to lose his voice.
I want to win a World Series in my lifetime.
Tell us about your new air conditioning.
Shut up, Ashley. I told you before we started this.
He's not kidding.
I
told you.
I tried.
I want to win a World Series in my lifetime.
Okay.
That's it.
Did you have a nice time this weekend, though?
Yeah, what about this weekend?
I told you I had a talk with you. I had a talk with you, and I don't like this. All right, let me just get through this.
Oh, no.
But you're not going to be able to. This. You're not going to be able to. You'll lose your voice.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about anything, and I know I do a better job than Bruce Bochy, who may be the worst manager in the history of the world.
Oh.
To ever be born.
You pitched Albert Pujols?
Oh, okay.
Why do you pitch Albert Pujols? With a runner in scoring position.
Okay.
How many times are you going to do that? It doesn't make any sense. Everybody in the stadium screaming at you, don't pitch to Albert Pujols. And what do you do? You pitch to him? I don't get it. What is he doing? Every time to me.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Bunker, bunker, bunker! That's what the Padres do every time we get to the playoffs!
Bunker, bunker, bunker!
Man up! Will somebody step up?
Have you done your job?
I did my job! I fired up my section, I paid my $25.
$75.
I paid $25. I was in the bleachers.
That's a hell of a deal. I paid $7. How did you pay $25?
I was in the bleachers.
Okay. Well,
it's outrageous.
We'll see what happens.
There's always the old saying we have back in Boston.
Yeah, what is that one, Rob?
There's always next year.
Yeah.